Fire investigator Brian Belega stands outside the charred remains of Glenwood Manor, the apartment complex that recently burned in Mountain View.
We had an apartment fire back here in this courtyard in the center on the top floor that was extending left and right. And by the time, you know, we had units, the secondary units start showing up, we had fire already extending into these east-west branches. So that was pretty quick.
He's investigating the cause while cleanup crews sweep debris out of the way. Belega says even though firefighters responded in just 3 to 5 minutes, they couldn't stop the blaze. The building was a total loss. This year there have been 20 fire calls to multifamily dwellings where the fire spread beyond the room of origin. That's nearly double last year's number and more than any other year in the past decade. So far, nobody has died in the fires, but 7 people were injured. Loss to property and contents combined is estimated at more than $8 million. Belega thinks some simple things could help prevent the big fires, like sprinkler systems, building-wide fire alarms, and attic fire breaks, also known as draft stops. They're plywood walls covered with sheetrock treated with fire retardant that stop the flow of fire laterally above the ceiling.
If we would have had a draft stop in halfway in this structure right here to our left, your left, my right, we probably would have had a fire stopping halfway on that building, and the other half would be saved. So, they work. It's just if they're there.
So why aren't they there? Anchorage Fire Code grandfathers in older apartment complexes. There have been at least 4 similar fires to the one at 221 Meyer Street in Anchorage this year. The buildings that burned were built from the 50s to the 80s. Fire Marshal James Gray says Anchorage Fire Code, as it stands, is a collaborative process that involves lots of different stakeholders, and there are limits to what the public and the building community will tolerate.
Correction of construction deficiencies, correction of lack of fire sprinkler or lack of fire alarm are fairly onerous requirements to put on building owners. So they try to give credit for as many existing provisions that you have in the building, and they don't make you put in those retroactive requirements until you hit a certain level.
Glenwood Manor had been inspected last year, and it passed. But sometimes Gray says he's understaffed and his department can't inspect buildings every 3 years like it's supposed to. Anchorage Fire Code is based on the International Fire Code. It's updated every 3 years and approved by the Anchorage Assembly. Jonathan Steele helps write it. He's an architect with the firm Bettisworth North and a member of the Municipal Building Board. Of the 47 chapters in the Anchorage Fire Code, he says one chapter is devoted to upgrades to older apartment buildings. It works like this.
Once a building has been designed and permitted, as long as its use doesn't change, they don't have to do anything other than these mandatory upgrades that are in a very small section of the code.
In the case of the Glenwood Manor fire, even though it had 38 units, which would normally require some safety upgrades, each unit had an exit to the outside. And according to the code, that exempted the building from the upgrades that could have likely stopped the huge fire. Steele says with all the big apartment fires lately, in older buildings, things might need to change.
Maybe it needs more inspection. Maybe it needs more resources put to the fire department to be on the streets taking a look at existing facilities. That might be a solution. The community needs to get behind it, and that would be the community and the assembly's support and the mayor with funding.
But without making the code more strict, more inspections wouldn't help much. Fire officials say 4 out of 5 of the apartment building fires that KSK investigated for this story had building-wide fire alarms. None, including Glenwood Manor in Mountain View, had draft stops or sprinkler systems. Fire Inspector Belega says that could have made a difference.
If those were in here, the potential for us only to have damaged a portion of this building would have been a lot better for us.
The cause of the Glenwood Manor fire is still under investigation. The Red Cross shelter that housed residents left homeless by the fire closed this past Saturday. A few families are still trying to find housing. The Institute of Real Estate Management, which represents owners and managers of apartment complexes in Anchorage, was contacted for this story and did not return repeated phone calls. Neither did Victor and Rhonda Smith, the owners of Glenwood Manor. The Smiths own several other older rental properties in Anchorage. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.